Didn't know it, but you've been waiting for this. In the small city of Nybro in southern Sweden, where an American film crew is currently finishing up a documentary about real people named James Bond. The crew has been travelling all the way here to meet Gunnar Schäfer, or Gunnar James Bond Schäfer, since 2007. A man who found a father figure in the fictional British agent. Marcus Landén filed this report.
My name is Bond, James Bond.
This is Gunnar James Bond Schäfer. He's one of four Swedes named after the world's most famous fictional spy, James Bond. Gunnar legally changed his name 8 years ago in the year 2007. He timed it so that the year would include the agent's famous code number 007. He has also changed his phone number so that it ends in 007, and the license plates on both of his cars have the same three digits on them. But Gunnar's fascination with a fictional character does not end there. Some 40 years ago, he started a local museum about the agent and his creator, author Ian Fleming, showcasing his collection of cars and memorabilia from the best-selling movies and books. As you can probably tell, Gunnar Schäfer is no ordinary fan. He tells Swedish radio that his obsession with Bond started in the early 1960s after his father, also a spy, went missing.
Så att jag har ju tagit till mig en annan person som har en liknande historia bakom sig, en bakgrund som pappa hade upplevt under kriget.
I found a father figure in James Bond because he and my dad had a similar backstory, Schäfer says. The things that happened to him could have happened to my dad, he says. Gunnar Schäfer's father used to work as a spy for Germany during the Second World War. When the war was over, he escaped to Sweden, where he settled down and became a citizen. But in 1959, he disappeared during what was supposed to have been a short visit to Germany. Gunnar Schäfer was only 2 years old at the time. 5 years later, he saw the movie GoldenEye about the British spy James Bond for the first time, and he says that he's been drawn to the character and his creator ever since.
Jag söker fortfarande efter min pappa dels via det här museet då, som är en hyllning till pappa.
In a way, I'm still searching for my dad through this museum, Schäfer says. He says that in his meetings with tourists, he's still asking questions to figure out what happened to him. Now, several decades since he opened the museum, his passion for the fictional spy has made him a local celebrity, and his remarkable backstory has even landed him a role in an American documentary about real people named James Bond. In an interview with Swedish television, he says that he hopes that his role in the documentary will help uncover new leads about his missing father.
Marcus Landén there with that report. Additional reporting by Swedish television and Swedish radio's Culture Channel. And I have checked it out. Nybro is just west of Kalmar. It's got about 20,000 inhabitants if you wanted to go to the local James Bond museum there.